Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Strava Craft Coffee is rich CBD-infused coffee that you can purchase in K-cups for your Keurig, whole bean, or ground. Purchase online for 20% off using code DNVR20. Order online. It ships to you incredibly fast. You can try it at Carbon Cafe and Bar, Drip Denver, Slow High Coffee, Blue Sparrow Coffee, and Max Market. CBD is non-psychoactive, has been known to help long-term migraines, decreasing anxiety, arthritis, IBS, etc. CBD has done wonders for me, and since I've been drinking Strava Craft Coffee, I find myself much less jittery, and I promise you a schedule and lifestyle in where I drink a great deal of coffee. I was starting to feel the effects of it, but CBD has given me a ton more energy and focus with none of the shakes and all of the negative things that come from coffee. So remember to go online, purchase for 20% off using code DNVR20.
And go. This ball in the air, deep right center field.
Two-run home run, Trevor Story. Way back, Myers, he'll watch it go out. Chuck Nasty.
Two-run home run, David Dahl.
And Nolan drives this high in the air, deep left field. Take a good look, you won't see it for long.
I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Welcome in to the DNVR Rockies podcast presented by The Green Solution. Visit any one of their 17 Colorado locations or go online to mygreensolution.com. Whatever you do, use that promo code DNVR20. You'll get 20% off your entire purchase. I am your host, Drew Kreisman. I am riding solo today, and we got to talk about the Houston Astros. Of course, you know this is a Colorado Rockies podcast, and 90% of the time we're going to focus on them specifically, and there's going to be a lot of Rockies crossover here too. I'm still going to filter a lot of this through the lens of Colorado and what it means to be a Rockies fan inside of this scandal, but this is obviously something that needs to be discussed by anybody inside the game of baseball. I've given thoughts on it before, but we're really reaching a critical mass here of this being, and I know sometimes I can get very caught up in flowery language, though I feel like in general I tend to stay away from whatever the most excitable dramatic reaction to something may be. But it is possible now that we are looking at the single worst, or greatest, depending on what type of language you want to use here, biggest most complex, most successfully executed, and most wide-reaching cheating scandal in the history of professional sports. Especially if you take the notion that throwing games, which is cheating, but you don't really, you know, some people say throwing games is worse. I tend to be a little bit more in the camp of losing on purpose isn't as bad because you don't end up doing what the Astros have done here. As Cody Bellinger argued, and I'm gonna be a little bit scattered here today. I'm gonna be going in and out of some of these quotes. They stole an MVP from Aaron Judge. I was really glad, like, I am so glad the players are coming out. And somebody on the DNVR staff asked me today, are baseball players usually this forcefully vocal and honest? And of course, you all know the answer to that question was no. This is not normal for this sport, for this group of guys. And the more I hear from the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, on this topic, the more frustrating it is. And I'm clearly not alone in this. And I don't know to what extent I have to be careful with my language. You know, this is interesting because I come on here and I rant sometimes. And sometimes it's about a play on the field or a decision in a front office or a comment in the media. And sometimes you know, I tend to get most worked up when, say, I feel like a rule was misapplied, bad umpiring, stuff like that really gets me worked up. But I don't think there's not an appropriate, I can't just scream at your faces to ratchet up the emotion appropriately for how much worse this is. And there's no denying it. The statements being made by players like Cody Bellinger and Chris Bryant, who I thought was absolutely phenomenal the other day when he went through, like, this was a slap on the wrist. He's saying it. Mike Trout even had to come out and be far more forceful about anything than he's ever been in his entire life. Because what has happened here is you're striking at guys' livelihoods. You're going after their bread. People have lost jobs because of this. You can parse individuals' numbers all you want. You want to go through Mike Bolsinger's ERA? Knock yourself out. If it's not him, it was somebody else. There is no denying it anymore. When the stewards of the game, these are top 20, you know, baseball's a lot more players. Top 20 might not sound like quite as great. It's not like the NBA where there's a very clear, like, top 8 or 9 players who are much more above everybody else, right? You've got kind of a group of 20 elite baseball players at any given time who are the stewards of the game, who represent the best of the best. And across the only one obviously not talking about this right now is Nolan Arenado, right? No one's asked. The Rockies are the only team in baseball not being asked about this right now because they've got their own damn issue. But this, I was personally offended by Rob Manfred's answer to the question about why the Houston Astros didn't lose their championship rings. It is actually a defendable position to say, I don't think we need to take away the World Series. If you stand on that side, that's fine. That's a defendable position. But to say, I'm sorry, I'm actually trying not to get worked up today about this. It's a piece of metal to say, well, I didn't want to take away the World Series championship because, you know, I didn't think it was a big deal to just take away a piece of metal. Are you kidding me? A piece of metal that fans pay their hard-earned dollars to go to the ballpark or to buy a jersey or a way overpriced beer or deal with nonsensical TV deals, have to way overpay for cable, can't get streaming, have to shell out hand over fist for jobs they work way harder than playing a game every single day. They want to go to the ballpark down at 20th and Blake at the end of the day. What these people would give for that piece of metal? What these guys work their entire lives for? A piece of metal. It is the grandest prize in your game. It is representative of everything that we are all here to do. I apologize if I'm losing some people, if this is too much. I am beside myself with this comment. I cannot imagine a commissioner of another sport referring to their championship that way. The goal, the prize, the end of the movie. It's what all the money is for. It's what all the player movement is about. It's why people get ripped to shreds in the media. And to undercut it, to undersell it, to essentially say, I didn't take the championship away from these guys who I'm now finally starting to admit probably definitely sort of kind of definitely cheated. And the reason is not because, well, they didn't really cheat that bad, or, well, they've got enough punishment in other areas. The reason is because the World Series just doesn't mean that much. I'm sorry, do I need to reevaluate my entire life? Did I miss a day at school somewhere? Literally yesterday, my girlfriend had to take me to a movie, a comic book movie, and it was very good. I enjoyed the Harlequin movie very, 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 very much. And it was exactly what I needed, because I needed to step away from this. Jake writes here in the comments section, if Gary Bettman calls the Stanley Cup a piece of metal, he literally doesn't survive the press conference. Can you imagine? And it's like there's so much going on right now to be angry about. Is that worse? Or is it the fact that he came out and said, if anyone's throwing at the Astros, they're going to get suspended? Excuse me. It took a 10-year-old 5 seconds to recognize what we all have recognized since, which is that this means that if somebody throws at a member of the Houston Astros for, you know, spending half a decade undermining the game, cheating to win awards, money, and championships, and then getting no punishment themselves from it. If somebody in the game of baseball, where people sometimes throw at people for being happy that they hit a home run, if somebody happens to throw inside on a Houston Astro, they're going to get suspended more games than any member of the Houston Astros. Are you kidding me with this? There is an extraordinary lack of leadership happening right now, kind of across baseball, and the people leading, and I'm sorry, it's unfortunate that some of them are Dodgers, and I gotta say, it actually is relieving to see how many players have come out and been so stark about this, because it undercuts the argument that, one, this is happening all across the game of baseball. Everyone's doing it. They're all cheaters, or it's always been going on. It's the same thing. It's not the same thing. It is not the same thing. You wouldn't have, I promise you, Mike Trout wouldn't be coming out and saying, man, you know, if I knew what pitch was coming. Like, think about, like, when you think of it in those terms, even Mike Trout gets that that he himself stands as the example. If that dude knew what pitch was coming every time, or most of the time, they understand. And I think the biggest pull quote from all of this for me was the one I really wanted to hear a player say, and most of them came from the Chris Bryant thing, but was when he said, this is worse than steroids. And he said the exact reason why. Like, even on steroids, you still have to do the most difficult thing to do in all of professional sports. You've got to hit a baseball against a really, really, really good pitcher. This is not that. And so I know that there are some fans and some media members who want to kind of minimize what sign stealing can do. And the only argument, or really the best argument, the way you get to completely wash that away is when the players come out and make it clear. Because they know. There isn't, it's not like in basketball where we can all go out to any, like anywhere kind of near you. You could go, you grab a basketball, you could go shoot at a hoop. You get a general idea of the difficulty level of doing that. You could grab a football, tell someone to kind of run, try to hit them in stride, get a general idea. It's not the exact same, but you get a pretty general idea. There is not even close to a stand-in substitution for what it's like trying to hit major league pitching. The only people who truly understand the advantage of knowing what pitch is coming are people who've tried to hit baseballs in the major leagues. And those people are now coming out and telling you, in no uncertain terms, this is beyond the pale. They don't, there is a fraternity in baseball. They don't do this. They do not point out and say, Carlos Correa is a liar. Jose Altuve stole an MVP. That is not how baseball players talk about each other. These guys see each other at all-star games. This was such a permeating through the organization. Everyone had to be in on it. Everyone benefited from it. Everyone was active in perpetrating it. And only a handful of people got in trouble. Yeah, Major League Baseball opened up a huge can of worms here. There will be on-field retribution, whether they want to pretend like they can stop that or not. Tommy writes, what the Astros have done is incredibly horrendous, but the joke of a discipline that was handed down will make it easy for others to say, sure looks bad, but what's $5 million and a few suspensions? Not like we will lose a piece of metal. Manfred has made a mockery of this sport. And Will says Manfred has to go. I saw that for a little while last night. Fire Manfred hashtag was trending, which is, not, you know, obviously the owners would have to get together and do it. But and I don't think that that's, but this is how fans are feeling right now. And you've got to understand, I hope he understands why. This is on such a higher level than Jeff Breidich and Nolan Arenado are mad at each other about, like, the right way to build a team. That's frustrating, and it sucks for you if that's your organization, and it is because you're listening to this. That's, you know, it's really brutal. But this is going down in the history books as quite possibly, and largely because of the way it was handled, too. Because I agree with Tommy. There's two different ways this goes. You know, either more teams start trying to cheat because they realize apparently the commissioner doesn't care, or there's only going to be minimal punishment. And he's already said he's not going to take away our, quote, piece of metal. He doesn't care about it. We do, so we're going to go get it. We're going to do everything that it takes. So is the cheating going to ramp up? Or this kind of vigilante justice is going to get out of control? Because while I think, yeah, some of these guys deserve to get beaned right on their big fat butts, like, still, I mean, it's dangerous, man. You can't throw at a person's head. You know, there's going to be brawls at Brett Herring, I think, says it's an embarrassment to listen to Correa defend the cheating. Just shut up and say sorry and show remorse. And this is what's crazy to me, because I was ready for not really to talk about this again until the season started. But all of a sudden, the Astros start coming out and saying, well, he got a neck tattoo. And it's like, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now the buzzer thing is 100% on the table. And again, Bryant said he believes they were using buzzers. Is MLB going to have to open back up an investigation in the middle of this season? Probably. You can't just ignore that when a guy who's been an MVP in this league, when guys of that caliber, again, I'll use the phrase, the stewards of your game, are coming out and saying these things, you have to listen to them. When they're given four different explanations for why they definitely didn't use buzzers, it starts to make you think, I don't know. Another is at Jake Ada, says Pete Rose got nailed to a crazy degree, but you know what? People stopped betting on games. I need to drink a strawberry sky. I need to make a trip to Breck Brew. I need a moment to stop and relax, and Breckenridge Brewery is always good for that, and strawberry sky is always good for that. And I think it's that time of year, because you know, you brought up another thing here, Jake. And at FC Fan for Life, FCN Fan for Life, says none of their apologies meant crap. It was all pre-written by the Astros, I bet. And if those were pre-written responses, that's even worse. The Chicago Black Sox probably threw the World Series in 1919 and have been banned for life. And Shoeless Joe Jackson, who maybe didn't have anything to do with it, has been banned for life. Can't be in the Hall of Fame because his team lost the World Series on purpose. As Jake points out, Pete Rose, banned for life. Probably for betting on his team to lose, as he knew they weren't very good that day. In my eyes, this is worse than those things. And, you know, there's an argument to be made about what the rule book stipulates punishments for those things should be, but that's beyond, like, that's very much at issue. That is the problem. Major League Baseball is saying there are certain types of cheating that are fine, which is the message that they're sending here. They're hoping they can hide in it, and I don't know why they think it's going to get cleaned up, or if they think it's going to get cleaned up, if they think it's going to stop just because there's been a bunch of shame. Do the Astros sound like an organization that's been shamed? Jim Crane came out and said, didn't help us win. Didn't really impact the games. They've been remarkably defensive. The only person who's apologized is Marwin Gonzalez, and he plays for the Twins now. So they get zero punishment, zero actual apology. They get to act like it didn't help them win baseball games when it is a bigger advantage to know what pitch is coming. Than I can't think of any other way you could gain a bigger advantage. I guess paying off the umpires. Even then, that's like they don't have that much control. In the NBA, paying off a referee to just give you every single call, that would be a bigger swing of a game maybe than knowing what pitch is coming most of the time. But even that, it's hard to say. Like, it is the fundamental battle of the game of baseball. Deception over pitch strategy, location, velocity, movement. That's the game. And that's why Mike Trout came out and said that. He's too good. If Mike Trout was engaging in this kind of behavior, it would be obvious how much it breaks the game of baseball, because he would execute it to an absurd degree. The guy would hit like 475 for a season. And I'm not even joking. Like, that's one of the things that people often miss in these scandals. It's like kind of true of steroids too. When like I think one of the very few guys who ever got caught up in steroid stuff for the Rockies back in the day was Matt Hergis, kind of a journeyman relief pitcher, sort of played a role on that 07 team, but he wasn't super important. They just kind of let him go. And it's like, obviously that guy wasn't Barry Bonds, right? But when the cheating and the talent come together is when stuff like this happens. It's going to be really interesting to see how competitive the Astros are next season. If these guys start having, you know, major drop-offs in their numbers. And it's just, yeah, everyone in here, the players need heavy fines and suspensions. They'll probably get to go to the playoffs again because they're in the AL West. Imagine what Nolan's stats would look like. Imagine if Nolan and Story knew what, imagine if Nolan Arenado knew what pitch was coming. No wonder Yuli Gurriel went from a guy we were like, oh, yeah, Yuli Gurriel, to, we were all so naive when they rolled into Coors Field last season and every single member of the lineup was hitting over 300. They have made a mockery of the game of baseball. They refuse to apologize for it, to take any accountability for it. Major League Baseball refuses to hand out punishments, but then turns around and says they're going to punish any player who takes matters into their own hands. This is a terrible, terrible situation for Major League Baseball. And it's going to get ugly out there. I'm telling you right now, it's going to get ugly on the field. Because whatever, you know, defend anybody who may have the slightest inclination to defend either the Astros or Rob Manfred may believe, the players on the teams who weren't doing this know what it has cost people. Jobs, contracts, Yu Darvish. A lot of people are right in bringing up Yu Darvish right now, who famously was having an incredible season till getting totally torched by the Astros in the postseason, which caused him, you know, not to get the big contract that offseason. He still got a job, you know, but we're talking matters of degrees, but this is wide sweeping. It's funny, I just saw that Birds of Prey movie, one of the like setup premises for the movie is that, right, Harley Quinn and the Joker have broken up, and so she no longer has the Joker's protection. So throughout the movie, random people are just coming out of nowhere to try to kill her. and sometimes it's serious and sometimes it's played for laughs, but that kind of feels like this situation. It is like it's open season. Everyone knows what you did when you've wronged, each time, I don't want to spoil the movie or whatever, but I really loved this effect that every time someone shows up, they have a list of their grievances against Harley Quinn. And that's going to be every game for the Houston Astros. There's a list of grievances. The Rockies have them. The Rockies have their list of grievances in their 91-win season in which they tied the Los Angeles Dodgers, their best opportunity in franchise history to ever win the division. In fact, the best opportunity for anybody in the last 7 years to take the division away from the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the Rockies had much more difficult interleague play that year, including, you guessed it, the Houston Astros, who totally wrecked Tyler Anderson, who otherwise pitched extraordinarily well down the stretch that year. It's pretty easy to argue that the Houston Astros, and there's just, it's going to be across the board, man. There's going to be so many of those. They're teams that have been close, players that have been close, and they're going to look at that game where they got wrecked against guys who were very clearly and obviously cheating now and who didn't get any punishment from Major League Baseball. And like I said, screw it. That's just the way it's going to go down. It is going to get ugly out there because of the long list of grievances from individual players, teams, and guys that are like on different teams are going to be like, wait, what? The Cincinnati Reds have a problem with the Astros. I was like, oh, but they got this player and he played in that series. Well, they're going to have a tough time, man. It is going to get ugly. Ugly. And I want to drive this home. Before somebody gets their teeth rearranged and has to go down to Green Mountain Dental Group. If you schedule an x-ray cleaning and exam, by the way, you get a free Sonicare toothbrush. It's only 15 minutes from downtown Denver. Go, tell them I sent you. They'll talk about all of this with you. I promise you that. That free Sonicare, though, for just scheduling the exam is pretty dope. Major League Baseball could have stopped this. This next season didn't have to be a circus following the Astros everywhere that they go. It didn't have to be a situation where there's probably going to be, I don't know, at least once every other week, a benches clearing brawl. Guys are going to get thrown at. It's going to happen. And didn't have to. It wouldn't have if some of these guys had just gotten suspended. I don't know for exactly how lengthy of a time, but the notion that the players were not at all culpable is what has cost Major League Baseball faith from the vast majority of their fans and from, it looks like, a pretty strong majority of their elite level ball players. And I don't know what needs to be done to recover from this. I can see more ways, and we talked about a bunch of them yesterday in the Nolan Arenado conversation, that there are more positive ways out of that than there are out of this now. It's not going to end well because I don't think that, I mean, the Major League Baseball can't turn around and say, okay, well now we're going to suspend them because we got too much pressure. They're clearly digging in their heels. They're not going to suspend any of the players. The comment that Rob Manfred made about how, like, well, the public being mad at them is punishment enough. No, it's not. It's not enough for the public, and it's not enough for the other players in the game. We appear to have attracted a couple of, apparently, Astros fans into the live video, and all is well. But this actually has nothing to do with people being mad about the Astros winning. This is 100% about the integrity of the game of baseball. And it is a sad day that this type of behavior, which fundamentally undercuts the competitive fairness of the game, and no one should be engaged in it, is ever defended in any capacity. It doesn't matter if the team won or lost. It is unacceptable, inexcusable. And Major League Baseball did admit that the cheating occurred, hence the $5 million fine and the year-long suspensions for the GM and manager. All they did was just not hand out a punishment that was in any way closely related to what they said occurred. And that is why their best ball players are coming out and saying so. Because I promise you, they would not be otherwise. They simply would not be. Chris Bryant, and Cody Bellinger, Tommy Pham, these are not the guys. And what are all the apologies for? If nobody really did anything wrong, if nobody really cheated, what are the fake apologies for? What are the apologies before the excuses about? Again, the parallels are hilarious. Yes, Jeff Breidich has done a great deal of damage to his own reputation and potentially maybe to the organization by not saying anything. But then you look over here and you go, well, I guess there is a worse thing to do if you say something and what you're saying is stuff like this. Because the Astros and Rob Manfred now at every single step have said the wrong, the worst answer to all of these questions. And they gotta figure out that they're in a bigger mess than they realize. That's what I think is, like, at some point, they're going to realize that the fans are irate and that the players are irate, and the 2020 season is going to become a nightmare. And they could have avoided it, but they didn't want to admit culpability. They didn't want to admit how bad it was. They wanted to sweep it under the rug and hope that fans out there wouldn't fully understand the size and scope and depth and impact of this sign-stealing scandal, that people would largely hand-wave it by saying, it's just like normal cheating, isn't it? Normal sign. It's just part of the game, isn't it? What they've realized now is that actually their fan base is much smarter than that, and their players are much smarter than that. And players are now using the power of the media to make it clear. And they will win that fight because they understand the game of baseball, and the fans aren't nearly as dumb as apparently some of these guys, including most of the members of the Astros, seem to think that they are. Pretty educated group of fans in Major League Baseball. I'll say it one more time, y'all. It's going to get ugly. If you want to try to keep it pretty, head over to Davidson's Beer, Wine, and Spirits. They've got two locations in Centennial and Highlands Ranch. They're locally owned and have a massive selection. They carry our personal favorite, the Breckenridge Brews, of course, and they deliver directly to your door. So download that app. You get incredible deals. You can sign up for a loyalty program. Again, you can get stuff delivered right to your door. You can request products to be ordered into the store, which is always really nice if they don't have stuff. I really love free tastings on Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. and on Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. It's a great time to go hang out at Davidson's Beer, Wine, and Spirits. If a big game is coming up, anytime you need to, like, stockpile your situation, you're throwing a party, then this is the perfect way to go, because you can order some stuff in bulk, you can have it delivered to you, so you don't have to, you know, take up too much of the rest of your planning time when you're getting ready for throwing a party or whatever. The booze just delivered to your door. Super convenient. Download the app today for incredible deals and sign up for the loyalty program. If you're super lazy like me, just have them bring it to your door. So, yeah, you know, to wrap up on this, I did want to spend pretty much the whole day on this topic because unless something happens. I'm also going to write an article. I'll have that up. Make sure you're subscribed to the DNVR.com. I want to deal with this and put it aside, because as much as I am truly, there is no show, and if you all are longtime listeners, you know that I am as authentic as I can possibly be, and I am beside myself irate at this. More than I thought I would be, because I thought, you know, we more or less got to the bottom of it, but now the buzzer thing is very much back on the table, and the comments. And it's like, and you all understand through the Nolan Arenado thing that sometimes what's being said or what's not being said can just make it that much worse. And that's what's going on here. Like, they'd be in a better spot if literally the Astros as an organization had released one statement in print and said, otherwise, we're not going to answer questions about this. People have been mad. Oh, people have been mad. But not as mad as Carlos Correa acting like Jose Altuve didn't want his jersey ripped off because he got a neck tattoo. That just raises 1,000 more questions than it answers. That's just like, we weren't even... like, that's not what we were talking about. Like, that's clearly not true. Like, why are you making stuff up? Now people are like sending up, now you just got internet detective, just like, here's a picture of Jose Altuve with his shirt off in July. There's no tattoo. What are they talking about? Everything they say. And Piece of Metal is the worst. It's the worst one. It's the worst quote from the whole thing. He needs to apologize for that. And I don't know that I've ever said that sentence before on this podcast. He needs to apologize. I'm not outrage culture guy. I'm not police other people's language. That's not what this is. You cannot be... Let me rephrase this. How are you supposed to be the leader of the game of Major League Baseball? Baseball at the highest level. The greatest game in the world played by the best of the best. For the grandest championship in professional sports, in my mind. Maybe the World Cup. And then the World Series. How can you say that? You don't need to apologize to me. And yes, Six Semper Tyrannus, we can get beer delivered to you on the fourth floor of the library at the Civic Center. We can make that happen. I'll call the guys at Davidson. You cannot refer to your championship that way. You don't, like I said, you, it's not an apology to me. It's an apology to the fans and to the players. Look, it is a piece of metal. Right? The same way, and I hope people understand in my heart where I'm cut. This is not an analogy meant to undercut either. And I hope that people don't find this offensive. Honestly, I hope not. And I mean this to build up both things. To me, that's like saying the American flag is a piece of cloth. It's like, that is technically correct thing you've said, where you completely misunderstand, purposefully or otherwise, the symbol. It's what the piece of metal stands for. How dare... How dare you? Anyway, I'm legitimately upset that he said that, and he owes us all an apology. It is, to me, that was beyond the pale. That was, and no reason for it. absolutely no reason for it. Like I said, you can justify not stripping them of the title. I'm not 100% convinced I would have stripped them of the title. But not because the title doesn't mean anything. That is an indefensible position in my book. And so, yeah, I think Fire will continue to ratchet up on Rob Manfred and almost certainly should until he, at the very least, apologizes for those comments. At least that. I mean, how can you tell people to spend their hard-earned dollars to watch your game in real life or on television? Buy the jerseys, the beer, the dogs. Come out to the ballpark. When you make a comment like that, okay. I should probably just sign off now at this point. I think this is a good place to put a pin in it, but make your voices heard. Continue to make your voices heard. Don't feel powerless is what I will say to the fan base. But if you are as upset by this as I very clearly am, if you find this to be inexcusable and indefensible, continue to talk about it. Continue to write people about it. Other people in the media, don't let it go away. Again, not even just the cheating stuff. Like, the commissioner of baseball needs a better answer to why he didn't punish cheating than, well, the grandest prize in my sport is just a piece of metal. You deserve better than that. Make sure you're following on all the social media. Make sure you're drinking Breck Brew. You're wearing all of these awesome shirts. Remember, you can get them from D-Line Co. Wasn't Eric awesome on the podcast yesterday? That was a whole lot of fun. Subscribe to all of the, you know, podcasts and all that stuff. There are going to be a lot more exclusives coming out. So if you took the off-season away from your DNVR subscription, make sure to fire that thing back up, because Patrick and I are about to flood it with baseball articles, including our patented Falls Count Anywhere series, where he and I debate over the hottest topics in Colorado Rockies dumb. Thank you all for continuing to be absolutely awesome. I have continued to be absolutely Drew Kreisman. And until next time, I will see you at the ballpark. There is only one place you can get a true Colorado mountain pie. It's your favorite locally owned, legendary, unbelievably delicious pizza joint, Bojo's. Mention DNVR and get a free honey cheese bread with purchase of an entree. 6 Colorado locations all offer this deal for you. All of them have fantastic pizza, salad bars. They're going to have sports on. They've also got DoorDash, so if you can't get to one of those 6 locations, they will deliver delicious Bojo's to you. Their dough is made fresh daily and contains locally sourced honey. They infuse it with natural sweetener. It really is the best dough on the planet. And the cool thing about them too is they can work with any kind of dietary restrictions you may have. They've got gluten-free, cheeseless pizza, plant-based options. They will make sure that no matter what your situation is, you don't miss out on the deliciousness that is Bojo's. The salad bar is absolutely to die for. Even if pizza isn't your thing, they've got you covered. But if pizza is your thing, you are missing out if you're not spending at least 20% of your time at a Bojo's. Remember to mention DNVR. You'll get free honey cheese bread with purchase of an entree at all locations.